As the political tenor in America continues to deteriorate, threats against politicians have increased, some only online, others very much real and in person. As part of our continuing series on the most important issues of the election for governor, Here and Now senior political reporter Zach Schultz asked the leading candidates about this topic.
Running for governor is a huge commitment, but in the current political environment, it means candidates and their families also need to consider their own personal safety when deciding to run. We asked the leading candidates whether that factored into their decision to enter the race and if they have concerns for their personal safety.
We are in a politically charged environment, and it's kind of hectic out there. I had, you know, somebody, I had threats before that were, you know, made to me. It's not a fun thing to experience. And, you know, it's always back of mind, but I can tell you, like, I'm focused on doing what's right. I'm going to continue to stay focused on what's doing right. Violence is absolutely a problem. It's an issue. It's something that we cannot ignore. But I can't let that slow me down either.
No more than how dangerous it is to drive here from Western Wisconsin on an icy day. You know, certainly it's disappointing to see the level of noise that is created around politics these days. And Wisconsinites are looking for someone who's going to bring that noise level down. That's what I'm going to do. And, you know, despite security concerns, despite things like that, I have the energy to be in this conversation. That's what Wisconsinites need.
I don't. I love Wisconsin, and I believe in Wisconsinites, and I believe that they want us to have an open dialogue for politics, and so I do not have any concerns about my personal safety.
It's disappointing that political violence has become such a frequent occurrence, and I'm fortunate to have a campaign team and a community and volunteers across the state that I think are going to remain supportive. And I do not have concerns for my personal safety.
I guess I still believe that campaigns are about ideas. And I absolutely, I know that there are going to be people who disagree with me and disagree with me on the campaign. You know, I hope and expect that they're going to do that honorably. I am more than willing to take pot shots that people have online. And, you know, and there's a lot of that. And I, you know, I have to have a thick skin around that. But I hope that we're at a place, and I hope we can demonstrate in Wisconsin that we do things civilly.
You certainly think about it a little bit, especially in light of the assassination of Charlie Kirk and, of course, the attempts on President Trump's life in 2024, where he almost lost his life. So we do think about it more at this point. But I try to tune it out because I'm going to do my job. And Wisconsinites are almost everyone is really good about this stuff, whether I'm knocking on doors, seeing people, whatever. People are almost always respectful. And I think it's important for us to be out amongst the public. And I'm not going to stop doing that just because some people have their lives threatened.
I think we've seen a huge uptick in political rhetoric and political violence happening all across this country. And quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of it. It is unfortunate that we're seeing the level of violence just for being able to deliver on behalf of those that we represent every single day. And so, you know, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, we really need to end the political rhetoric and this violent rhetoric that has been out there and really focus on how do we make lives better for those that we represent.
I do. And it's something that I take seriously. My staff and my family take it seriously. And I think it's very unfortunate that we have political leaders at the very top of our system whose use of violent rhetoric and violent actions are making us all less safe. And as Americans, you know, every one of us lives with the specter of gun violence. Every time your kid walks out the door to school, every time you go to church or a concert, you have to think, is this going to become a mass shooting event? We have to do so much more to help all Americans be safe and free from violence. And there's a lot that states can do to make that true.
Reporting from Madison, I'm Zach Schultz for Here and Now.